The way teacher pay works in Memphis and pretty much everywhere else is simple. Teachers come in at a base salary. In Memphis, it's about $40,000 a year, and they get a raise every year. And teachers with master's degrees and PhDs earn a little more.
So it's all very clear and laid out. It's also very fair. It doesn't discriminate for women. It doesn't discriminate for minorities. So everybody knows it, and it's a fair process.
That's Ken Foster. He's the head of the Memphis Teachers Union. But back almost 30 years ago when he taught sixth grade in Omaha, Nebraska, that's how he was paid.
Absolutely. And it's fair and equitable.
But some education reformers and economists say the way we pay teachers in the U.S. is inefficient. And that's where most of the money in public education goes. Nationwide, it's about $261 billion.
The pay system's on autopilot. There's no rational thinking behind it.
Michael Podgursky is a professor of economics at the University of Missouri, Columbia, and he studies teacher pay.
Like I said, it's sort of autopilot. It doesn't require any thinking. We know you've been here in the school district for 10 years and you have a master's degree, so this is what your pay is. No one has to think about that. No one has to go in and evaluate you. It's just, it's not efficient.
There are studies that show that the best teachers aren't necessarily the ones with the most experience, and having an advanced degree doesn't make you any better in the classroom.
Neither the factors that are rewarded on the schedule, experience and these graduate credits, are not associated with teacher effectiveness as measured by student achievement.
How did you measure student achievement? Test data?
Well, you could measure it however you want. You could use that, or you could supplement that with direct teaching evaluations, you know, multiple indicators. But the point here is the typical school uses none of that. Mm-hmm. None of that plays a role.
And that's what the Memphis City Schools are planning to change. In the new system Memphis is developing, there will be three levels of pay: novice, professional, and master. What level a teacher is on and how much they're paid will be determined mostly by their score on the teaching effectiveness measure, which is a multiple indicator. The measure includes classroom observations, student test scores, and feedback from parents and students, and it was developed in partnership with the Gates Foundation. And there's one more thing Memphis City Schools Superintendent Kreiner Cash would like to see factor into a teacher's pay.
Why not let's all look at and see whether we're taking a bigger bite out of poverty, whether economic segregation in the Mid-South region and in Memphis in particular, if that gap is closing.
Tell me why that shared component, and not just the individual component, is important. Because, you know, you're going to judge me and pay me based on things that aren't just me.
It's not tennis or golf. You know, teamwork makes the dream work. And education, it's not an individualized profession. Your score depends on the teacher before you. And the teacher after you score depends on you, what you got out of the students. So you are interconnected. We are all interconnected.
It will be a lot more complicated.
But I'm not talking about, you know, if the school gets a grade, then I get the same grade as that. I'm talking about over time. We can somehow put a ROI or a algorithm.
But the top paid teachers in the new system stand to make considerably more than the top paid teachers in the old system. Right now, teacher pay in Memphis is capped at about $70,000 a year. It's the hope that paying teachers this way will help keep top talent in the classroom. Right now, about 40% of Memphis's teachers leave before they get to their fourth year. Nationwide, it's about 30%. And after 5 years, nearly half of all new teachers are gone. And it's also, of course, the hope that this will lead to better educated kids. The Denver Public Schools changed the way they paid teachers back in 2006. It's called ProComp. Daniel Goldhaber studied the Denver reforms for the Center for Education and Data Research. And he says it did both, or at least he thinks it did.
Student achievement in Denver was clearly rising. It was difficult to pin that down definitively to the pay reform elements of ProComp because there are lots of things that the district is doing at the same time as they implemented pay reform.
I'm not convinced it'll work. I'm willing to try to see if it will work, but I think there's too many variables built into that.
That's Ken Foster from the Memphis Teachers Union again. For his part, Goldhaber agrees teaching is an extremely complex job. But Goldhaber says that doesn't mean schools shouldn't attempt pay reform.
Because I think, frankly, that we should, because there's a lot of reason to suspect that the single salary schedule also doesn't work well.
Memphis City Schools plans to hire new teachers into the new pay system this fall. Teachers already working for the schools can decide whether to sign up with the new system or stick with the old one. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.